This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You have not joined them, you most certainly should, because you'll be in good company, because you'll be a member like I am. Joining us, because he does every Wednesday, except when he's out there teaching teachers how to turn a hall, a school hall, into a kill box, is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. Wait, am I right about that?
No, yes.
Yeah, you know what? And unfortunately, I'm on the road, and you might know when I when it's time for me to be on the show, I'm in a part of Kentucky probably that doesn't have real good reception. But this morning, I got an email from the attorney from one of our clients and Second Call Defense client in Colorado, cleaning her gun in a hotel room 2 months ago, negligent discharge, nobody was hurt, just some property damage. You would think it wouldn't be that bad. $2,900 later, it's over. And I was stunned by the amount of money that it cost just for something as simple as that. When it really charges were dismissed, just the amount of time that the attorney had to spend in court, with talking to the prosecutors and getting things straightened out, you know, that's about $3,000 that, you know, that she saved because she was spending about $19.95 a month for just a little bit over a year. So, you know, it does make sense. Sometimes as an attorney myself, I don't realize how expensive we get, but it gets accumulated over time.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, $19.95 a month for a year or two versus what, $50,000 in criminal defense fees? To me, it seems like a pretty good trade.
You know, it is a good trade, and so she's at about, you know, $3,000 we paid on her behalf. And if she didn't have an attorney immediately, and he is one of the best that there is in the state of Colorado, who knows how much that bill would be racked up to be, and how much you get pushed around before you finally get the proper attorney in. And so, I always say that people's attorney fees are much, much higher when they don't have competent legal counsel right from the beginning. And I think, Bill, you and I have talked about that. And I just, you know, yeah, I think you coined the phrase that you don't walk alone. Well, either do I. After 24 years of criminal defense, I'm not stupid enough not to have this covered. I always try to point that out to people. Do I have it? Hell yeah.
Well, it just makes, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, first of all, everybody thinks attorneys, you know, have three or four houses, and one of them is, you know, overseas. One's on the beach, and of course, one's in a gated community. I'm sure, no matter how much money you're making, though, that something like that would sap you dry. It seems like the more well off somebody is, as a matter of fact, the more their attorney fees seem to be. Like O.J. Simpson's legal defense was outrageous.
You know, you're correct, and that's one thing. That it's just protection of your wealth, because then no matter what the results of the criminal case are, God forbid you get a conviction, then the game's on for your civil or for your assets, And even if you're acquitted or the charges are dismissed, there's lawsuits over and over and over again. We see them all the time on the internet. They're real lawsuits. You know, the SOB that got shot in the shoulder trying to rape a daughter now wants to sue the father, you know, for wounding him, for disabling him and giving him a disability once he gets out of jail. Come on. But that's the type of litigious society we're in, and we want to make sure that people are like that are protected and that we are. Because, you know what, we're the good guys with the guns, despite what everybody out there is trying to say about us now and the attacks that Hillary Clinton have us under. You know, Donald Trump goes from, you know, the NRA members will do something about this, to by the time I got home a half hour later, to Donald Trump threatened to kill Hillary Clinton. But that's the type of society we're living in right now. And us live-binding gun owners, we're under attack, and we never know where we're going to be when we're under attack.
Just out of curiosity, I've never asked you this, and I only ask you this because I know of at least one law enforcement guy that listens to me every day. Do you have law enforcement people as clients?
Oh, yeah. Probably more than people would ever imagine. And real shortly, we're going to have about every retired LE in the state of Colorado. So, I mean, if something they need to look at, they reviewed our and the reason why they're not already is because I've been slow getting the contract to them. But I'm taking care of that this week. But actually, you know, we have many, many law enforcement officers, private security officers also. And then the law enforcement officers who also, you know, work security details when they're not, you know, not on the clock for them. So anytime that they're not being protected, so to speak, by their FOP or by their company or department insurance policy, if they shoot somebody in self-defense, they're not covered by work. Well, we take care of them and we cover them. And it's the same type of protection that we extended to teachers and people that defend our kids. So, but yes, you know, that's a good question. We have a lot of LEs, law enforcement officers that belong to St. Paul Defense for good reason.
The reason I ask that is because, I mean, here lately with all of this stuff that's been happening with Black Lives Matter, like just the other day we had this thing in Cincinnati. I talked about this earlier. Dude sees a bunch of cops driving up in a car with a knife. He's had a knife to somebody's neck, and he walks over at him and then goes after the driver of the car, and the driver of the car shoots him 6 times, which I think was the correct response. And Black Lives Matter and some homeless organization in Cincinnati are saying that he chose to shoot them.
You know, some things are beyond beyond comprehension of what they happen. Certainly in Cincinnati, it's kind of my hometown, and they've had problems for years, and things like this happen quite regularly. So it's interesting.
Now, let's see. We got about a minute and a half left. So, you know, you were supposed to be down here in the upstate of South Carolina today, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to be here, and you know, I just was talking to Mr. Knight earlier, and I don't know if you've talked to him lately, but he had to go pick up his son, and he had to cut his trip short. So, I guess
his trip that he was cutting short was having coffee with me.
Yeah, I know that was perfect, and that's what he said. I was with Bill this morning having a cup of coffee, so that could have been me. That could have been me and you. And my plan was to actually be live to squeeze me in the studio someplace. But right now, I'm following my wife and my daughter. In the car, and we're driving deep into Kentucky because my daughter moves into college tomorrow morning, and I couldn't miss that, Bill. As much as I would have enjoyed coffee with you, I probably wouldn't have lived this down rather quickly.
That, you know, that Maloney young lady, she's probably a bigger name than I am when it comes to certain things. Second Call Defense, any combination of my name gets you the first month free. Be Frady, Lock and Load, Lock and Frady, whatever it is, try it out. Go get it, because if you're carrying a gun in your car, if you're carrying a gun on your person, if you have a gun in your house for self-defense, that means you may have to use it. And if you have to use it, you're going to want their help. SecondCallDefense.org. My guest this hour, as he is every Wednesday and has been for quite some time, is the CEO, Sean Maloney. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We're going to talk about why you should be a member right now, because my guest this hour, as he is every week, is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney, on the road heading to... deep in the heart of Kentucky. Which part of Kentucky?
We're going to be in Moorhead. Moorhead, Kentucky, from Moorhead State University.
All right.
My daughter is going to join her older brother, who was a preseason all-conference pick, by the way, in football. He's at camp right now. So I get the double pleasure of moving her into her dorm and watching my son practice football tomorrow.
That doesn't sending your kids to college, isn't that just sort of, isn't it just a, it's great and it's sad, isn't it?
Especially with, you know, she's the youngest. She's the last one out of three, and all of a sudden the house is going to be empty. And just not having her around, it hasn't hit me yet. It will tomorrow when I start the car back up and, you know, we start to leave the parking lot. But you know what? We prepare our kids for trade school. We prepare them for leaving the house at some point in time. We do everything we possibly can. Teach her all we can do about self-defense. It drives me crazy that because she's 18 years of age, she has to drive 2 hours into Kentucky and back if she comes home without the protection of a firearm that she can probably use better than I, because her eyes are better than mine. And
right.
Trust me when I tell you that she can shoot, but that's why it's important, Bill, that you get the word out there and you keep fighting, because if Hillary Clinton and her side of anything have their way, that ability will be lost. And a very important race in the state of Ohio is Ted Strickland running against Rob Portman for United States Senate.
Yeah.
Was our governor, was a great guy, was huge pro-gun guy. He's did a 180. He wants all of our guns. He hates our guns because he's just a political whore. And now that he's making jokes, you know, about Supreme Court justices dying and thanking God that they're dead so they can have their way. So can you imagine what happens when, if it would ever become a Hillary Clinton Supreme Court? This is a reality we're facing.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, there was a time when I was working back with GOA where they talked about Strickland like he was a great guy.
Oh, my God, he was. He was, as a Democrat, he did more for concealed carry law than Taft did. Taft did nothing but veto him. And Strickland did more for concealed carry law still than Kasich has. But he left the office, and when he got beat by Kasich, the first parting shot he fired was that he appointed an anti-gun Supreme Court justice to a pro-gun a friend of mine, Sharon Kennedy, took out, and then he got involved with every anti-gun organization that Obama put under his nose, and just started attacking the same things that he fought while he was a governor to make sure they're in place. So truly, he's bought and paid for by whoever right now is stroking the check, because it's disheartening, Bill. Because I know his brothers. I mean, I sat him at friends of NRA banquets, and I know who they are. But then to have this happen just because, you know, for political means, you know, our rights are for sale. And it's time that we all realize that.
Let's talk about we got 4 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk about a doomsday scenario. Let's say Clinton becomes president and she gets Heller repealed and something comes up, and in the Supreme Court they decide the Second Amendment does not have anything to do with the individual right to keep and bear arms. And now Clinton can pass an ex post facto law.
And I'm sorry, Bill, but I lost you.
Where did you lose me at?
When Clinton passed an ex post facto law.
Pass an ex post facto law where AR-15s are banned, and she decides she's going to take them all up. Now, right away, you're going to have a bunch of members that own a bunch of these things. Would that be something that Second Call Defense would get involved in actively, or would this be left more to some other guys to handle this?
I can tell you that the beauty of Second Call Defense is that we created and funded a foundation that gives us an extreme amount of latitude to take care of whatever we want. The foundation is in place to take care of our members who use a firearm or self-defense immediately up front. but the foundation also is in place, fully funded, to make sure that we can do whatever possible legally and through the judicial system to get things done properly. Heller's just one vote away from being overturned, and Hillary Clinton said they got it wrong. So when you get Heller wrong, and what you're saying as a hypothetical isn't that far-fetched. I think it's pretty realistic that the Second Amendment will no longer be an individual right under Clinton.
Yeah, I think they'll go for the whole.
It's the most natural place for her to go. She has nowhere else to go, essentially, because she's going to pander to her left and her progressive left. That's where they're waiting to go. And that, you know, and then we're risking a lame duck Obama now. So, you know, who knows what he's going to do? I think he's pretty powerless at this point in time to do things properly, but he loves his executive orders. And so everything that he can possibly do, he'll be doing to all of us. Everybody listening, we're in his sight.
Although, I will say this, if a president could do things unilaterally, Obama certainly would have done them by now. So I'm not that worried about, the only thing I'm worried about with Clinton is the Supreme Court and all of these judgeships that she will fill. And that's the part that gives me the most pause.
And it should, because you know what, Bill, you're right. She's doing everything she has a legal right to do now. She's stuffing all those lower courts, all those district courts. They're, you know, the Democratic Senate refused to fill seats, and then when they do fill seats, you know, basically there's nothing that we could do about it. So all the district courts, all the circuit courts, all the Circuit Court of Appeals, all the way up through from top to bottom, the federal magistrates are all their people. And then and they control what's going to happen and what's going to go on. And we're going to be helpless. And so elections have consequences, folks. And, you know, we got to make sure there's the consequences that we want.
Well, we... They do have consequences. I just hope we can convince, you know, if the gun owners would actually get involved, if all the gun owners in the nation would get involved, we would have none of these problems. We're coming up on the next break. I'm going to talk to you about that when we get back, about getting these guys involved. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. If you're not a member of Second Call Defense, you should be a member. There are a lot of the ninjas out there that already are, but I'm not going to be happy till every one of you becomes one, simply because when I go out, I'm not by myself. I've got all my bases covered. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube.
I apologize for that.
Wound up. Second call defense. Leaving yourself a fence to the studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
And joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You know, the change that I'm going through right now, it's a little bit like having worked at a call center for all of my life in one place, and then I've changed in mid-career.
You don't have to worry, Bill, because I started laughing because I can't imagine you saying one thing for 2, 3, 4 years, and all of a sudden it's today and it's time to say something different.
So, well, it's Wednesday.
I love you, Bill, and I respect you.
It's Wednesday, and I think I probably messed up, what, Ben, about 4 times in 3 days? Out of 12 rejoinders, out of 36 rejoinders, I've messed up 3 times. And, of course, yeah, and, of course, it always helps if you do it in front of the guy that paid you to be the guy that you are now.
Yeah, that's all right. I appreciate that, and I understand what you're doing, and you know, if it happens, it happens.
You know, Tim Knight is out right now trying to stir up enthusiasm. Would it be a fair call for me to sit here and say, you know, one of the problems with gun owners today is that too many of them stay home come voting time. Is that a fair call to make, you think?
I would say that is the biggest problem that we have as a country. And now, the anti-gun people won't think about that, but for you and I and all your pro-gun listeners, without a doubt. There's an estimated 140 million households with guns in them. if we got a fraction of those out, that nobody, we would control our destiny forever. And all we have to, and they just, if, whether they, I think they're used to the rest of us doing it for them. They have to understand that we can't do that anymore, and we've been winning by the skin of our teeth. We've been keeping things on par instead of increasing and getting back what we lost in 1968. And so we need to get out. We need to talk to our friends. We need to make sure that you're going to go vote, and I'll give you a ride. And you need to get ask your friends if they're registered to vote, because you would be shocked when you find out how many of our friends aren't even registered to vote. And they'll have the same lame excuses with being, you know, having to do jury duty. Well, you know, that's not the way it's done. And if the price to vote and the price to control your own destiny is jury duty, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I talked about being on lists. I get told by a lot of people. I mean, I actually have ways to download the podcast where you don't have to be on a list to do it, just to accommodate some people. And for some people that don't want to be on a list, that's why they don't have a concealed carry permit, or they don't want to register to vote or anything. And, you know, as last time I checked, everybody that was born before we had a chance to get out there and, you know, get upset about it. Are you still there?
Yeah, no, I am. For some reason, I lose you occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? We're all on lists already. I'm sure you're on many lists. I know there's people out there that just don't quite like you on Wednesdays and on Monday, Tuesdays either, because
yeah,
of the message that you're sending.
Thursday, Fridays as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But geez, think about it. There's an estimated 11 million concealed carry permit holders.
Oh, no, that's 14 and a half million now.
Yeah, so now it's a 14 and a half million. Hell,
yeah.
If those 14 and a half million people voted, we wouldn't control what was going on. We have no excuse. If we lose this thing, all we have to do is look in the mirror for a lot of us. And that's why Tim and I do what we do, just to realize that your vote does make a difference. You know, if the hanging Chad didn't teach you that it made a difference, it does make a difference. Everybody's vote does. And cumulatively, you know, we have the ability to control our own destiny. And because for whatever reason, now I understand, our kids have been educated. We may have been educated for decades, that our vote doesn't matter. And they're expressing the votes that they want to, and only the other side is going to get their people out. But certainly, the lamestream media is not helping. I mean, they've done such a disservice to the First Amendment that, you know, that it's unbelievable, and it shouldn't stand. But because of the mainstream media is telling us what we want to hear, is lying about what we're hearing, is only telling us something, is keeping us home. Why the hell should we vote? We're already doomed. We're already lost. I like to think, and I'm hopeful that this is just like Carter was in 1980, when the press and the media was just telling us how bad Jimmy Carter was kicking Ronald Reagan, and then it was the opposite way. Ronald Reagan came by a landslide. And I truly believe that the good in us are going to come out, and we can't let Hillary Clinton pull the trigger on anything.
I don't – I'm not that concerned with what they're saying is going on right now. That part of it is – It just doesn't it's just not resonating with me. I don't believe it. The all of these bumps, and I don't believe polls anyway.
Right. Well, you know what? And I don't believe it either. That's why I just about stopped watching all cable news or any news out there, because I don't know who to trust and who to believe. I choose to get my knowledge and form the basis for my opinion, listen to Lock and Load Radio, and being on the internet and reading and listening to people I trust. But unfortunately, a large percentage of America, everything they know about politics was learned in 15 seconds from a commercial. And that's what scares me.
Yeah. Well, that part of it is a little concerning. But, I mean, with as many gun owners as we know are out there, if half of them show up to vote, that's the election right there, right?
Yep. Yeah, I think half people show up to vote that are gun owners, that'll smash every record there ever was for voting turnout, and I think we would be shocked at the number of people that voted, and I can't imagine how busy the polls would be. But, I mean, we have the ability to win it just from the gun owners alone, probably just from the concealed carry holders alone. If you look at the margin of victory the last few races, I'm sure that those 14 million concealed carry holders would have won the election in any of the years that we've lost it. So you're right. And all it takes is us to talk to our friends, and that's what Tim does, and that's what I do. We get out, we talk to everybody we possibly can. We let them know that your vote does matter, that we can make a difference, that what they're telling you is lying. And ladies out there, I know, Bill, you have a large female listenership because I talk to them all the time, and it's time for the war on women to begin. The Democrats are going to tell you about this war on women. You want to know the real war on women? It's the fact that they're telling you, ladies, when, where, and if you can protect your gift of life, where you can carry a firearm, where you can't carry a firearm. That's the real war on women.
Yeah. Yeah, the domestic violence thing is one of those things I've been looking at real hard, simply because that is the war on women.
It is, and if you look at it too hard, it's going to make your eyes bleed, because I spent a lot of time looking at all that, and none of it makes sense what they've done on both sides of the road. And again, that's when reason is totally overtaken by someone's insanity. It's crazy, and it's an ex post facto law, and everything that it could be, and yet you have a unanimous Supreme Court upholding laws surrounding domestic violence, and it's shocking to me as an attorney and as a human being.
We're going into the last break. You hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney, on the road heading to Moorhead, Kentucky. While I was with Mr. Knight there for the moment, he threw open the back of his vehicle, and I got to see that Mr. Knight is ready for the zombie apocalypse. Are you traveling ready for the zombie apocalypse?
I'm traveling, making sure that I can get home and get back to wherever I'm going. Probably ready for a zombie apocalypse also.
Yeah. He was telling me some of the stuff that he's wanting to do and everything, and I just was like, okay, well, that's cool, but listen. And I need to sit down with him and everything. He's traveling sort of heavy as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know what he is. He travels heavy, and he has a couple nice toys that are very special that are compact, and then all of a sudden they're not. So
yeah. Yeah, in any event, I think that's the prudent way to travel now. I travel that way if I'm going an hour or longer away from the house.
You're absolutely right. Really, in today's day and age, and I'm saying this as someone who is used to seeing the dregs of society for the last 24 years, I've seen the change. And I know what it's like for my friends who are police officers to be out there and what they see over and over again. And you just don't know what's going to happen anymore and what kind of position we're going to be in. There's just everything from terrorism to hate, and you can't risk not being prepared. I mean, you have to be prepared to get home no matter what it takes to get home. And I keep telling people that. And unfortunately, the worst thing may be happening, and you can do everything you possibly have a legal right to do, but you've been forced to shoot somebody. And if you kill somebody, it's a homicide, and guess what? There's a dead body, and someone's got an answer as to why. And not all of us think the same way. And that's
right.
Really where Second Call Defense came from. You know what? If the worst happens, it happens, but it just doesn't end there. That's why I started the show off with almost $3,000 for a negligent discharge that nobody was hurt, hardly any property damage. But you know what? Starts out with a prosecutor who's still in law school, you know, taking lessons from whoever's in the court, telling her, telling her what to do. Well, it didn't go that way, and things changed massively. But, you know, that, at $350 an hour, it doesn't take long for bills to rack up. And if you got to pay bond, I tell people that $10,000, you're not getting it back. That's what you're paying for that $100,000. So spend our money, use our money, don't use your own if you have it.
I think that's a brilliant idea. That's my goal. That's my whole intention. If I ever have to call somebody up.
Well, you know, and that's it. Get the best. Get everything that money can afford. Get whatever you need, and then have somebody else pay for it. I mean, it'd be great if all of us, you know, had the money not to worry about it. But guess what? The people that do have the money, I promise you, and worry about it, they're second call defense members because they got all that money for a reason. And they're going to make sure that they protect it. Brandon, none of us want to spend time in jail. And that's what, first and foremost, we make sure if it has to happen, there's as little of that involved. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen. But then the battle for your assets begin. Your money, your house, your vacation home, your tax, your wages, the everything that a judgment against you is going to bring. And we make sure that you have unlimited resources. Whatever it costs an attorney to protect your assets civilly, you have immediately. As soon as you find out you're being sued, the NRA's insurance policy steps in. Second call defense is taking care of everything else up front. And then the NRA's insurance company steps in civilly and protects everything day one, dollar one. If you lose, there's even money to pay those damages. Money for psychological, money for firearms replacement, money for your house is now a crime scene. It's a mess. Money to clean it up. I've tried to think of everything possibly that what would I want and what would be the best. And if anybody out there listening can think of something, let me know. Let Bill know. Email me, Sean, at secondcalldefense.org. 513-484-0142 is my phone number. Give me a call and let's chat. I want the best service organization possible for all of us.
That would be a long stab in the dark for somebody to find something you haven't covered. I'm presuming you're going to be back in your office some. Well, no, you're not going to. What I was going to ask you, so I would like to. I'd actually like to get a hold of some of the South Carolinian associates that you have.
Uh-huh.
And some of these other associates in various states and have them on the show as guests just to get an idea because they will know certain, each state has its own little set of laws and set of peculiarities. Right. I think it would be sort of educational to start hitting some of these states and finding out from some of your practitioners how that is working for them.
Oh, absolutely. And then we can do a couple ways. We can email for you to contact you if they're interested and want to be on your show. And then also for the attorneys that we've used, Mark Cohen out of Colorado, he's the latest one, at a gentleman out of Kentucky a couple years ago that was an amazing attorney, one in Philadelphia that were amazing, and it's amazing how we've navigated the waters and how things have worked and how I've had the ability just to tell from what's going on in the conversation that things aren't going to work out right and I better get somebody there right now. And it's worked. The template that I kind of came up with in my head has worked. And, you know, it's good when your client, when you're a service organization like this, it felt like it wasn't alone. And that means a lot when you're on the side of a road in the middle of the night and you're in your backyard. Had a case in Mississippi where a homeowner was forced to use lethal force to infect him and his wife and his mother. And still to be alone in the backyard when the police were asking all these questions, it makes a difference, a huge difference to people. From the brandishing cases we've had and from the horror of the negligent discharge in Colorado that I talked about earlier, this person has had to use our psychological resources because she was so upset by what happened. And by all means, do it because you know what it's like to have a negligent discharge. She had one and nobody was hurt. So, you know, use what we're here. Our website, we're starting to put, and you're going to see more and more. You're going to see my podcast, 5- and 10-minute segment on lethal force in the law, what it takes to use lethal force. Those are all on there now so you can read about it and you can get me on podcasts and you can watch me on video. Every time I speak now, someone's recording it, and it goes up on the website for people to learn.
You know, you've got a podcast going on. You ought to reach out to me and say, hey, Bill, would you record me an intro for my podcast for me since you're sort of like my guy right now? You know, you can.
Well, you know what? Especially since I love your commercial more than anything, because you came up with a skewed justice system. I didn't. That was you, folks. That intro for St. Cloud Defense. We don't have any marketing gurus other than Bill Frady, so I guess I should pat you on the back for that, because that is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I just need to get Dean. I'm having to make up images now with the Ammo Land. With the Ammo Land, well, have to have a feature.
You need help with that. Tomorrow morning with a phone call, I'll have the things taken care of.
Well, I sent Dean all the stuff I need changed, so Dean's got it.
Okay.
So I have Dean's phone number, too. I'll try to call him myself, but I've got one thing going. I need the other few things going, and then I'll feel better because it's easier. And by the way, Ben, if you get any commercials, Ben will mix them for you as well. But anyway.
Well, you know what? I got to use all the assets that I have at hand, and I'm glad you reminded me. And, folks, this is how business works. This is how we get better. Bill makes me better. I make him better. And you guys all benefit from it, you guys and ladies.
Plus, you come on the show and give good content. That's good stuff.
Absolutely. The content is the important part. You can't get it anywhere else.
Can't quantify content. Anyway, we're coming up on the end. You have very safe travels on your way to Moorhead, Kentucky. And good luck to your daughter in her college career. SecondCallDefense.org. You can go there. You can join them today. And then when you leave, when you've got that packet, when you've got that card, when you go out carrying that weapon, you are fully prepared for anything that you may have to do in the way of lethal self-defense. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.